Ginger Touch and then start using them again so I don't have to keep spending fucking $300 on these.
All I'm hearing is that you're dealing with a bunch of shit up your ass.
It's almost like the back of my pants is always brown because there's shit always coming out of my ass.
Because it's up there.
It's up there and it won out.
I'm sick of all this shit. Mike, can I be honest, man?
Please.
I can tell when you've got too much shit up your ass.
Well, tell me the telltale signs of knowing that I have shit up my ass. Because I got to tell you, I do.
Sometimes you look uncomfortable. Like right now.
What's up?
You seem to have shit up your ass.
I mean, I did have a lot of coffee this morning. But I'm hearing myself talk about the drives and Dropbox. And I do. I do have shit up my ass and in it. So, I'm thinking about Ryan. I'm thinking about Kevin. And all the shit we got up our ass. All right. We all got shit in our ass. All right.
Step one, you got shit up your ass. Step two, get that shit out your ass.
Get it out of your ass! Dude, the drummer's good and then he's not.
Dude, I'm telling you, two drummers is a bad idea.
I told you guys this.
We don't even have a bassist.
I told you guys this before you got the third guy.
Who's this fourth guy coming in the room with all of his drum shit?
Why are you all playing the same shit?
Why do you guys want four drummers?
Just turn up the first one! Anyway.
Hey guys, welcome to the show, huh?
Dude, can I say right off the rip that I got some shows coming up?
Yes.
Because in Connecticut on the 25th, I have a low ticket warning. Low ticket warning for the 25th. Surrounded's going to be in Bridgeport. You know what a low ticket warning means?
What?
That means I've only sold a low amount of tickets. And I would love to sell more tickets. So please go to MikeFalzone.com for the Connecticut show. It's going to be such a fucking fun time. Even if no one's there, I don't give a shit. I'll stand in the middle of the room by myself and take my pants up. You ever seen somebody take their pants up? Anyway, in the 27th, we have a show that's kind of being well attended right now at The Stand in Manhattan. Celebrity chef Nick Hamilton will be there. And that's our classic Nick Hamilton alarm that we play every time he's mentioned on the show. So come to that. That's the 27th, 10 o'clock. Tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com. This Sunday, before I leave to go to Connecticut, and that's the This Sunday alarm. Every time we talk about Sunday, we do that alarm. That must be the Laugh Factory alarm, which means I'll be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach on Sunday night. Give me a second, I gotta take this. And then I'm somewhere fucking Thursday. To Friday, I mean. That's some other show on Friday. Listen, there's a lot going on. MikeFalzone.com. Ticket alert.
Hello, Moto.
More like no ticket alert. We got a no ticket alert for Bridgeport.
There's no tickets.
There's no tickets available to me because I don't need one. But there's so many available to you. Who are those people? They're not at the show. I'll tell you that right now. I was just worried that saying it at the end of the episode, people might tune out because we do stuff like this for too long. So I might not. Hello, Moto. This is our new segment, Hello, Moto, where we talk to a guy named Moto. We got Moto on the phone from the highway. What's going on, Moto?
Hey, what's going on? I'm on the highway. Do you have any questions for me? I'm already on the phone, I thought. Oh, that's you waiting to pick up. Moto's calling you from the highway.
Edgum's calling us back. Edgum's like, can you jump on a call right now? Can you jump on a call right now?
Dude,
even before this episode is up, you lost all your sponsors somehow.
Dude, is it okay if we take this call on the show?
You guys ever been dropped on the show? Who's that for? Someone special? SOS?
Shh, just someone special. Someone special.
Are you someone special?
Mike,
call in. 876.
Mike, why don't you cozy up with a nice cold cup of iced hot cookie?
Iced hot cookie? I think I had some relatives who grew up in Iced Hot Kauki.
The peoples of Iced Hot Kauki are in trouble. They need our help.
Signal
any
boost.
Any amount counts, helps.
Any amount will be counted.
Any amount will count. Any amount counts, even $2.
Count every amount. That's the name of the fundraiser.
Before you send us money, count it. Mike, do you like to cozy up with some jazz?
Yeah. I'll take jazz recommendations all day, especially piano stuff like this. Dude, I put it on that record player because hipster bitch. And then I do work at this laptop, edit videos, edit photos with that, with jazz coming out of that.
Do you sip on a nice
water,
hot drink? Or do you ever have a nice hot drink, Mike?
I had a vanilla cold cup. Hot cup coffee.
And has anything help you out?
Makes go fast and grit teeth for a time. And then I feel like I power through a lot of it while I grit teeth.
Mike, can we talk a little bit about your VR show?
Yes.
That we all attended and we tried to attend together?
Yeah. My mind is navigating around lawsuits. Trying to stay out.
Don't worry, we'll work real hard to stay away from certain stuff. But
I got in there with a small amount of people, and then I was able to watch strangers watch it.
Yeah,
and that was very fun. It was a very unique experience because you go in there, and I expected to like be in the audience, but you're kind of in this like giant, beautiful IMAX theater with a bunch of other avatars. Getting a quick call now from Just for Laughs.
they heard you were talking about it.
Meta hears everything.
It was cool though, because you go into like a virtual reality movie theater,
yeah,
with your pals.
Yeah.
And even though it was kind of a son of a bitch to get all of our friends together, you kind of, I don't know, maybe that's not what we wanted anyway. Because everyone was pretty loud.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to organize people in general, I think.
Yeah. You know, can I tell you one of my biggest pet peeves, Mike?
Please, can I legally duck out of this conversation? Because
yes.
I'm not
yes.
going to talk shit about the people who bought my show.
No, I'm not talking shit. I'm not going to talk shit about the show at all. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to talk shit about virtual reality worlds.
Anything else? Okay. See? And now I'm in trouble. Never seen that call come through red before.
And I've never heard it come through louder than anything else, too.
It's very invasive.
It's somehow louder.
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves is when people talk during a movie like there isn't a movie happening.
Uh-huh.
And like when there's silence, they start up a new conversation, even though like the silence was like a perfect moment to stop talking.
Yeah.
That's like one of my pet peeves. When I'm watching something that I'm like, that I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah.
For example, like your crowd work show.
So you were interrupted by who?
Well, it was just like there's people talking because they're like, wow, I can't figure this out. I can't get to where you are. And it's like everyone's talking about it. And yeah. There's like 12 people all talking about why they can't get into the same room as us and stuff. And then it's like, I'm in the show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to watch it. It's starting.
Yeah, so yeah.
But I want my friends here.
Yeah.
I want all my friends here.
Yeah.
Even Kevin. But I don't want people to talk the whole time.
You don't want your friends to talk the whole time?
The whole time. Like, I want them to, like, have their fun conversation, do their bits. Your avatar looks stupid or whatever. Your dumb bits. But then, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes in, there should be, like, we should be enjoying.
Sounds like you just want to watch it next to people.
I want to watch it with my friends, and they could comment stuff. But, like, you can't just be, like, you could talk about the thing we're watching. But the first time,
the parameters of this.
But if you're like, hey man, the other day I went to like this fucking like, I went to Chick-fil-A and I was like, man, and you got this whole story.
Uh-huh.
And then someone else comes in and like, oh man, the same thing happened to me the other day. And then
this is from your friends or from strangers?
Everyone.
Anyone. Sure.
But friends too. Let's talk about friends being the main focus, because it's like when we what's that? All right, I'll name names.
It would make it easier to
follow. Owen motherfucking Carter.
You think Owen talks too much
during a movie? The audience agrees.
Owen doesn't talk for a year and then he waits for a movie to start.
Drew motherfucking Coombs.
So here
Jesse motherfucking Stillwell.
It's like, you ever kiss God on the sun?
Yeah.
Dude, but there is a... So if you're just in there, and you're surrounded by sound. You know how in the app that you have that little like smartwatch
thing? Yeah.
So there's a button that mutes like nearby people.
Yeah.
You could like choose to hear nearby stuff or not. And then you can just go through and mute whoever's talking in your
like,
party.
You know, Mike, we talk about reading the room a lot on this show.
Yeah.
Because it is a really important skill, I think.
Yeah.
And so many people don't have it.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating to experience the people that just don't have it.
Yeah.
Not even like a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes a lot of making people upset due to that,
mm-hmm.
to not reading the room, to finally learn to read the room.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if there's no consequence to you not reading the room, then you'll never learn to read the room and it won't matter to you.
Yeah. Dude, this reminds me of a thing.
Let's go, man.
Are you done?
No, yeah, go. Let's just...
So I was... Let's just go back and
forth.
You
know what would be cool? if we just jumped around a different time.
Dude, that made me think of something to say. Can I do that now? Now I feel he's playing slow on purpose.
Which drummer was that?
I was. So I was playing golf yesterday, and there were three of us, and we were matched up with two other people.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of the guys, and he almost immediately said, me and another friend were having a conversation about how we had to talk to somebody else in a professional manner about how they weren't like they weren't really needed in the professional setting.
Yeah.
So they had to like let somebody go, but it was just a person who like helps run something with them. And we were talking about how that's a difficult thing to do, especially when it's a friend or if you've developed any kind of it. Like when we had to fire Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
And
when?
Yeah. And we fired Ryan so many times.
Yeah.
So the feeling has kind of gone from that.
Yeah.
We were talking about how it's a difficult thing when you like the person because you're, you know, especially in that comedy world, it's like you're going to see each other all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to be awkward.
I know.
You don't want to, like, you know, the other person is a real person. You've been in this relationship with them and you have hopefully some empathy towards their situation, even though you don't put too much of your feelings in it. Like there's a correct amount of empathy you have for that person.
Yes.
And the person we were playing golf with was almost immediately like, fuck other people's feelings. I'm sick of everybody's feelings. Everybody's too sensitive. And aren't we, let's get back to like, fuck your feelings.
And bullying people and stuff.
And I know what he's saying, presidential hand fist.
For those listening.
For those of you keeping score at home.
Who can't see what Mike's doing. He's doing presidential hand.
But it's like, and I don't care if you're like that. Because there's never going to be a time where everyone thinks the same thing.
And thank fuck.
But what I'm like, here's the amount of awareness in general, spatial and self combined. I was like, this person is going to be an asshole all day.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. And then they immediately hit a shot off the tee, errant, hard, left.
Yeah.
And goes, four? And I'm like, well, who's that for? You care about that guy. So you only care about physical feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just knew that, like, you know, there's a certain amount of etiquette in golf. Like, you don't walk over someone's shit and you don't, like, talk during someone's backswing and blah, blah, blah. And of course, like, he did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so, if you pay attention, people will tell you who they are like right away.
Yeah.
And then some people are better at hiding it, but there's always, they always tell you.
Yeah.
In some.
Yeah. There's ways to know, like there's certain situations, like I would assume golf is one of those situations.
Yeah. You're just together for like three, 4 hours.
Another one that's a really good gauge of what kind of person someone is when you go to like dinner or you go to a bar. And you see how they
treat
the service industry folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's like respectful and thank yous and like don't worry about it, then you're like, this is a person I could like put my effort into.
Yeah.
Friendship, relationship, whatever it is. But if they're like, what the fuck is with this guy? It's been 10 minutes. We said, what are we, invisible?
Dude, they're not all like this. But that was like one of the first things that soured me on like a manager, agent type people.
Dude.
And I've also been with those type of people who are like, change that entire server's day by giving them like a massive tip.
Yeah.
All people exist.
Yeah, yeah. Seen it all.
Seen it all.
Especially in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was the first thing when I moved here. I'm like, uh-oh, people really are like that.
Yeah.
Because they were like, why would you put us at this table? Because this table's here.
Dude,
and like, whatever.
I was meeting a friend from that I met on the internet at this place, and they brought their friend. And I met the both of them, and I didn't even know who their friend was. But they were this really sweet. The friend was really sweet. And the person that I met...
Did you spit in the waiter's face?
Dude, this is even worse than being shitty to service industry. Because if you're shitty to service industry, that means that you only care about yourself pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real selfish...
Like, you're used to, like, I get whatever I want.
I get what
it's
I want.
It's your job to
it's
get me whatever
job.
I want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you didn't want that job, then you shouldn't have gotten it.
If you don't
want
to be treated like shit, why wouldn't you go
why
do something that I had the privilege of doing?
Yeah. It's like, well, then who's going to serve people?
Right. Exactly. Then you got to make your own shit. And you can't cook for ass nuggets.
And we're all humans. Just think about that for a second. We're all humans. We all have these lives.
Let's take a break and think about that for a second.
Have a drink for a second.
We're all... That's going to have to wait.
How
we're all humans.
How did it come in that at that point in the
they're listening talk. Right now, and they're like, maybe they could talk now. They took a little break.
It's just been ringing the whole time. I've just been muting it. Let's check in on it. Yep, still going. dude, the even worse than being shitty to service industry was this situation. So I met this person, and they brought their friend, and they were like, you see? And she was like, I've known this person forever. She's my best friend, my BFF. And I'm like, that's so sweet. I love meeting people's best friends. Because that says a lot about them too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why is that person your best friend? We're going to find out tonight. We'll be right back.
It's, dude, it's their fucking, like, it's when somebody says, this is my favorite movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, let's find out why. And when they say something from the past 5 years, you're like, uh-oh. Yeah.
My favorite band is actually this.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, do you ever meet someone and they're like, my favorite band is Backstreet Boys, but I listen to, like, today, I listen to, like, Taylor Swift.
Or, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the like, fuck?
Dude, I love it. I love that. I love meeting people and finding out their musical interests.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
There's so the best friend guy.
We'll come back to that. Okay. We'll just jump around. Is that okay?
I just didn't want you to lose that one.
I know, and I'm
gonna. I was interested.
My friend, a friend of mine was like, when I'm like looking for relationship, like when I'm like looking for potential people to date, I use this feature that's on Spotify that allows you to like connect your music with someone.
Yeah.
And then it shares their music interests with you. And then you can see how similar your like music likes are. Yeah. And then you see how different they are too. And he's like, man, if they're like too different, I don't even give them a chance.
Yeah. The only person I ever tried that with, I was like, this isn't going to work.
It's never going to work.
Yeah. Dude, that is like a good scientific, like soft launch of your relationship.
Really is.
That's the beta version of your relationship.
Yeah.
It's like before, that's like the testing stage.
It's that one. That one's even easier than this one. But Bill Murray said, and I'm paraphrasing this, that when you're just getting to know someone and you're like, man, maybe I want to be in a relationship with this person, go on like a weekend trip with them.
Whoa.
Just go somewhere, not too far, because you don't want to make it a big deal.
Not like, in the middle of the woods.
No. Somewhere where there's people, whatever. But just see how that works for you.
Yeah.
If you like don't want to wring their neck by the time you're done, then like maybe give it a shot.
Dude, that's like people who don't live with the people before they're married.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I also don't understand not having sex before you're married either. Dude, and me and God have talked about it, and we are on different sides of this thing. Yeah. I think.
Really?
I haven't talked to him recently, to be completely honest.
Dude, I feel so strongly about it because sexual compatibility,
it keeps you together for longer. When you're not allowed to have sex and then you figure out it doesn't work for you,
man.
And then but you're married for 40 years.
Mm-mm.
Dude, you could have had a life where you're happy for 40 years instead.
It's crazy that
you just got a cat. Kevin, you ever cat?
Sure have.
And you don't realize.
So fast.
I mean, of course he has. He's doing it right now.
He's a girl. Let's go to a clip.
Look at him. But dude, like sexual compatibility is so important. And you don't even realize that you may have it until you have sex with someone and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, I thought that was good months ago, years ago with that person.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So it's like, and it's like, if that's important to you, motherfucker, go get it.
It's crazy, man. Sometimes you realize you have that with two or three people.
Ooh, and it's nice. And I'll tell you, let's answer this call really quick and see how they're...
Dude, they call us every time we say something that we're not supposed to say.
Okay, so back to the friend.
There's somebody listening live to this podcast.
It's Kevin. Kevin's the only...
Kevin has his laptop on.
Kevin's
zooming
the
us.
First person to hear the episode.
Right? Yeah. He calls us in real time every time there's something.
Yeah, he's calling us.
Maybe shouldn't have said.
Kevin? Yeah, Kevin's calling. What's up, man?
Hey, I think we should just start over.
It hasn't been recording this whole time.
We should start over from Cloverfields. That one was pretty bad.
So I met this friend, and she brought her best friend. Yeah. And they, I was like, okay, so a good gauge of how a person is how they act.
Yeah.
Or how they treat their friend. And yeah. how they act around their friends.
Yeah, because there's different friend power dynamics. Yeah. So you could like treat that person like a piece of shit all yeah. the time. And then you're like, oh, you have that in you?
But there's a bit of a wiggle room in this scenario. And it depends on how long you've known that person. And I feel like the same goes for like a married couple who's been together for like 20 years, 30 years, whatever, plus. Yeah. And they talk to each other like they hate each other. But you know they love each other. And the hate is coming from a place of they've been together.
They've been through everything.
They've been through everything.
They've literally cleaned each other's asses.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Smelled each other's shits and pukes and yeah. whatever.
Yeah, you, caught puke.
Dude, it's exactly. You yeah. ate puke.
Ate it.
Not on purpose.
Not each other's.
Not.
Make it worse. Dude, do that voice like what's wrong with you, but I make it worse.
Yeah.
They didn't like, eat each other's puke.
And it wasn't on purpose.
They found it.
Come on. It just keeps getting worse. Yeah,
but I'm treating you like you're the
They
fucking...
weren't even alive. How'd you get there?
Yeah, they ate a person. They weren't alive.
What are we, insane? Am I talking to a person from a different planet right now?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm the weird one here. Kevin's calling.
Kevin didn't have a good time this episode.
Dude, so like, because case in point, like I treat Owen like shit.
Yeah.
But I love him so much.
Yeah.
And he treats me like shit.
Well, you've been to the through the woods and back.
We've been through everything yeah. pretty much. And so like, you know, and Owen's like, you know, Owen's, I guess, my best friend, maybe. I don't know. I'm not ready to say it.
You got roots with Owen.
Owen and I have like deep roots.
Yeah. Sometimes it is like it almost becomes like a family thing.
Yeah. Owen knows my family.
Yeah.
And is like, yeah, basically my mom has accepted him as part of the family like years and years.
Friends
ago.
Of the friends are the family that know your family.
Yeah. Dude, that's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
We got it.
Friends are the family you choose to know your other members of the family.
Yeah. Friends are the family you let meet your family.
Dude, embroidered on a pillow in a cottage.
Like,
okay.
Like that could have been concise. But anyway.
Why is it two pillows?
So, and then there's also like... the way you treat your friend, whether it's a joke or not, yeah. which matters too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like hanging out with this girl and her best friend. And at one point her best friend said something and started to like mention something. And the regular friend turned to her and said, "Shut up. Not now." And then went like, anyway, so it just went like that. And then went on talking. And I was like,
"What? Well. What did the friend do?
They just looked down.
Oh no. Oh no.
I kind of did one of these.
Got kind of a dom sub friendship thing.
Yeah.
Going.
And you could tell that there was like a, I'm always number one,
yeah,
but
yeah,
number
yeah.
two is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be number two.
That's not really even like a, and excuse me if I'm out of turn. We should just say things back and forth.
I think we should just
it
say.
It feels what, better.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
just throw these scripts out.
You know what? I'm done following this thing
I'm done
after
following.
All these years. Yeah. That's almost like not even a friendship.
No, it's not.
Because to be a real friend, you gotta like, even if you don't agree, like we're a good example.
Yeah.
We're not always on the same like energy level or same plane or whatever. But I always have like space for what you do.
Yeah.
I'm like, even if I'm not feeling that, like that's the way you are over there. And here's, I'm in this mood. So I'm like this over here.
Yeah.
But I would never be like, shut the fuck up.
Like, and mean it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
be
yeah.
like, anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's not a,
it's like abuse.
For the other friend to just be like,
dude,
like, that's sad.
It means that she's used to it.
Yeah.
And she knows to quiet down and knows not to push it.
Yeah.
Because she's number two.
Like, we'll take Kevin out and we'll slap him open hand in front of strangers. Yeah. But that's just like a...
And the backhand.
That's friendship, yeah.
we told him.
I
like to hit Kevin here.
Yeah.
Because he gets the knuckles.
I go like this. Like down.
And I go...
And he goes...
I get real mad.
And sometimes we do it like together. I'll like, do this side and you do that.
And then just, Kevin just looks to camera and says, I deserve it. And then winks. And then the cartoon Looney Tunes thing plays. And then his face comes back through and it's all bruised and bleeding. I believe that's all, folks. He's crying. So many tears.
Yeah. But that's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about friendship.
We're talking about when we're mean to each other, it's like love.
Yeah, that's different.
Funny.
Yeah. Man.
Like, she straight up was like, shut the fuck up. Don't say.
And we're not doing it.
Like, come on. You've met those married couples where it's like, it's my uncle's friend and his wife. She just married.
Yeah.
And you meet them and the husband's like holding her real tight, like over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, this is my wife. And then,
and
then,
she tells a story. She goes, Jennifer didn't mean to say that.
And then he goes, that's enough. That's it. Like, you can tell that when they get home, that guy yells.
Yeah. He's like, I was talking and I was talking about softball.
And that's restraint. That's restraint that you're seeing public restraint.
I hate it.
Me
too. I hate that person.
So I was like, oh, I immediately wrote that person off and was like, if you're that way to your best friend, then I don't even need to see how you are with service industry
people. Or figure out how you're going to be with me.
No way. You don't even get past that.
Nori.
Yeah. It's really important. Anyway, where are we at in the show?
Public service announcement to be nice to your friends.
Hey, Mike, I've got an idea, and excuse me if it's fucking stupid.
Okay. I don't know.
But what do you say, you and I, we sit here with our asses facing south. Maybe I'll take a look at this screen here. And maybe we do some ads.
What's this, just like a microphone in a cave? Bjork instrumentals. Unlicensed Bjork instrumentals. Oh shit. I can't say Bjork.
I want to find. I guess we'll just do some Ghosh. Let's get the Ghosh.
Let's get some Ghosh going. Hey. Oh, Neil Ghosh is going to be on the fucking New York Surrounded show.
No way! Dude, that's so cool. I wish I could go. That sounds like a good show.
Just come.
No.
We really need to sell tickets.
These tickets are selling out.
These tickets are flying on the shelves.
These tickets are not selling.
Don't let my bad advertisement skills ruin the lifespan of the show. Pretend I advertise better for 2 months and buy a ticket. Your boy spread thin. Okay. Sorry, Kevin.
Guys, thanks to the sponsors. I want to shout out to HeadGum. I want to say muchas gracias to our sponsors on the show. And you know who you are.
Now, Steve, what does that mean?
Well, it means many thanks.
Many thanks, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias to the sponsors, or as I like to say, many thanks.
Mahalo to the sponsors, or as I like to say, muchas gracias.
Guys, let's talk about HelloFresh. I'm starving. But let's talk about Squarespace first.
Muchas gracias to Squarespace and Mahalo.
We don't even have HelloFresh ad on today's show.
Let's start the ads starting now.
And now we're ads. Guys, Squarespace is such a wonderful, wonderful place. If you want to start a website of your own, sell some stuff, maybe advertise some kind of event coming up, Squarespace is your guy. Because I'll tell you, it's the easiest way to start a website. There's just no other way to do it fast. And Squarespace is all in one. So you can build your beautiful online presence and run your business. And if you ever have problems, let me tell you, there's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer service line, and if you ever need a help, they are there. And if you ever have a problem, they are there. And
that's 100% true. There's that famous story about how I once called them on Christmas Eve and they were there.
They were there. And what did that feel like? And
it felt like somebody was helping me on Christmas Eve.
That's so wonderful. What a time to have help.
Let me tell you about a Squarespace website that I know of, MikeFalzone.com.
Whoa!
And it's such a helpful website. You can go there to see Mike Falzone, comedian, whenever you want to go see him, even if he's coming to New York and Connecticut. And it's so easy, and it looks beautiful. And it's not because I know how to design a website or I know how to program a website. It's because I know how to drag and drop, which is how that whole site works. And you don't need to know all that fancy new language. You can know old language and still have a beautiful website. Thanks to award-winning templates.
Mike, I'm getting a call here from the future, and they're saying, oh, let me answer this. Hello? What is this? Hello, who's this? This is she. Uh-huh. All right, thank you. That was my doctor saying that they had to reschedule my psychiatry appointment.
Your doctor schedules.
So guys, check out Squarespace, because I'll tell you, you can never have too much website.
And that's our guarantee.
So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. Get that free trial. Try it out. When you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And I'll tell you, that Squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you're ready to ricochet, rabbit that baby out into the universe, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll get 10% off that first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
Once in a while, I'll think about what that is. And then it's funny all over again.
Nice! Stamps!
Steve just put one down on the table when he did that.
The holiday season has a way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? That little tiptoey fuck. Let's talk about some things that you would do to prepare if you had extra time, Mike.
Okay.
What would you do if you had extra time to prepare for the holidays that are sneaking up on us?
Probably be better at advertising my shows. Some more tickets would sell if I had some more time.
Yeah. Could you even imagine it?
I'm doing it right now, and I'm having such a good time in the future. Right now, it's kind of stressful, to be totally honest. With you, I mean,
And if you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season.
You know who else was prepared for the holidays? Open your
And if you haven't started preparing for the chaos of the holiday mailing and shipping, you're already falling behind.
Now, I don't want to fall behind for the holidays, because then my packages won't get there. I can't rely on Santa. It doesn't exist.
That's right! Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier, Mike. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access anywhere.
Now, Steve, you tell me what that is.
No lines, no traffic, no hassle, Mike. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You can get access to the USPS and UPS services that you need to run your business right from your computer. And with inflation on the rise, motherfucker, every dollar counts. Protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates up to 86% off. So why don't you get ahead of that holiday chaos this year and get started with Stamps.com today! Sign up with the promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER. That's Stamps.com, promo code BANTER, click the top of it, click it. Go to Stamps.com and click it. And then enter the code BANTER. Oh, thank you so much, Stamps. This music's gonna make me come. That dog's thinking about how much money he's eating. Guys, what do you think of when you think of fall? Be honest.
I'm going to say leaves. I'm going to say the color orange. I'm going to say apple cider. I'm going to say...
Me too, Mike. What do you think when you... What? And for me, it's a packed schedule.
Damn, that schedule does pack out in the fall. I was just thinking about that myself.
Luckily, Factor's ready to eat meal delivery keeps me fueled up and feeling good. Luckily, Factor's ready to eat meal deliveries keeps us fueled up and feeling good. No matter how crazy the days and nights get, I was in a terrible storm the other night and I almost didn't make it. But Factor's meals gave me fuel. Whether you need a quick lunch or a nutritious meal that's ready in minutes, Factor makes it easy, and it's cheaper than takeout. That's it, and that's a serious fall win.
Dude, you didn't tell me about the storm. Dude,
I'm sorry.
Stories like that break my heart.
I know, and that's why I didn't want to tell you.
Damn, dude.
Why I didn't want to tell you. It was a bad one, man. I almost didn't make it. I was real scared. I was fucking scared, man. My phone didn't work. Factor is the perfect mealtime solution for an on-the-go lifestyle, Mike. Their fresh, never-frozen meals are delivered ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so I can fuel up fast and be ready for maybe anything.
Even
was scared for my life. But I had the fuel to get by. Factor now offers 30 plus meals per week and 36 plus add-on options like smoothies, juices, and snacks. Snacks that I had in my car during... And more to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule, even if...
You wake up in the weatherman.
Factor's cheaper than takeout. We said this, and that's serious. And thanks to their commitment to ingredients with integrity, you can actually feel good about what you're eating every day. And when things get extra busy, Factor's flexible. You can change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week, or pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime.
Dan, it doesn't matter what it looks like outside. That's 4 to 18 meals a week.
It doesn't matter what's coming at you. You can get 18 meals. So guys, go to factor75.com/banter130. Use code banter130 to get $130 off across 6 boxes. That's code banter130 at go.factor75.com/banter130 for $130 off.
Dude, the funniest part beyond anything is I know people have taken a picture that they use it and it comes to their house.
Yeah.
That's the best
it's
part.
It's so fun that people are buying this.
Yes.
Send us your pictures of your Factor meal. Send us if you're eating it no matter what you're doing. All right, that's it. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors, and thank you so much. Thank you.
Sorry.
I should have told you, but I didn't want to worry you.
Man, I got a little rough a couple days ago. Holy moly. That really sent me.
Mike, I never pray.
Yeah.
But I prayed to God I'd make it through that storm.
And you did.
And I did.
Thanks to one important factor.
The factor that I ate food.
Yeah. Dude. Holy moly. So, I got a DM that said somebody wrote a new History Road song or something.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and that it's in the inbox.
Aye.
And where'd you get it? Within the past couple of days, and then they re-upped today. And they were like, "What can we do to get you guys to listen to it?" And I said, "I don't see the account, so I'll just tell you guys that it exists."
The best way to get it in there is to send it to us in an email.
You should send it to us. Have you tried that? Go ahead and send it to us at our address.
Cody Luscious?
Yeah.
Cody's Luscious?
So just do us at ouremailaddress.com, hotmail.com.
Ouremailaddress@gmail.com. Oh, it's a Beatles History Road intro. We stopped doing those. All right. So the next email comes from...
That whole thing.
Just all of that for nothing.
Next email comes from Stormy Day /outside.
Cody sends a new History Road called From My Life, a History Road. There's a problem playing this audio file.
Why, is it a real audio file?
I'm going to download it. Great, here comes a virus.
It's a Winamp skin. It's really like, put your social security number in this to play this song. Mm-hmm.
Copyright ding.
Beep, boop.
There are stories I remember from my life. And some are strange, some are longer, some shorter, some have feces, a bit deranged. All these stories have their moment at the end of the show with bonks and honks. I know I'll often stop and laugh about them. From my life, a history road.
This is my favorite part. There's one more note after that, actually. Actually.
Thank you, Cody.
That was beautiful,
Cody. That was wonderful.
Dude, that was my favorite Beatles song for a long time.
It's so good.
In my life. I actually wrote the lyrics. I wrote them out on a yellow piece of loose leaf paper, and I gave them to what would have been like my first girlfriend.
Wow.
And I said, I wrote this for you.
Did she believe it?
There's no telling. I think so, because little kids don't know who
the
Beatles
were. Yeah,
what
was that?
But my uncle was Paul McCartney in a Beatlemania band.
Yeah.
So I knew and loved the Beatles too early.
So you might as well have been, you might as well have had written those songs.
But I didn't, and I told that Clinton, and Kevin's upset about it. Kevin doesn't like that I ripped off John Lennon and John Lennon McCartney.
Oh, we got the proposal video. We got a proposal video, Mike.
I can't believe somebody used us. Dude, I was thinking about it the other day. People have gotten tattoos of this show. People have now proposed using this show. We've been used to interrogate a criminal in the back of a squad car.
We've been used in court.
We've been used as evidence in court. And it's very crazy.
We've been in a comic book.
We've been in a comic book. It's right there. And a million things in between.
Yeah. Who knows what'll happen in 5 years?
We're behind you right now.
Turn around.
Wherever you are.
Mike.
Storm's coming.
Did I tell you that I bumped into a guy at Disneyland who was like a huge Dynamic Banter fan? And he told me that we made it into his wedding vows.
What?
Yeah, dude. So we've been in wedding vows, too.
I would love to know what they are.
He said that he would be there when she woke up in the morning, when she'd open the eyes in the morning, and when she'd close eyes at night.
I'll be there with you through open and close eyes.
And I guess they're both big fans of
that's
the show.
So funny.
Isn't that funny?
I wonder if we're going to be used in like a eulogy soon.
I know, right? He loved Dynamic Banter so much.
And Kimmy was such a born horn bonk girl, wasn't she? She died doing what she loved. Horn born bonking.
Now let's play her favorite song. Okay, Raymond.
He's crying, dude.
The cop is going down.
The priest is like... just grooving, vibing a little bit.
This is a good vibe.
Fuck, that's funny.
All right, so Raymond, who made us a part of his disgusting proposal, has now made a video about it. So let's see this. You guys will hear it, and then maybe we'll put it in the video.
All right.
I'll show
it.
Let's
do it.
You
can skip that.
We can? Okay.
It's copyrighted.
This is our own show, Mike.
Okay. I'll come after us.
So here's this.
Is this how he wants it to happen?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, read it. Raymond. A boy named Raymond. Person.
These are
Raymond.
Just photos?
Says, help me propose
this
to
is
my
video?
Girlfriend?
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. They're just still.
It's a live stream.
First time history wrote her here, but a listener since the beginning of SourceFed. I was wondering if you could do me a solid. I'd like you guys to help me propose to my girlfriend.
Was this filmed on a Game Boy
her
camera?
Name is Brooke.
I feel like you should have started playing it for her after that part.
Right? Nearly every car trip.
That's a good
and
machine,
even
dog.
Chuckles every so often. Right out of the nose? Or?
Yeah.
Nose chucks? She's wonderful, and I've been racking my brain trying to decide how to marry her. Oh,
dude,
I see. It's
this whole time, she's not listening because she already knows what's coming. So she's like, this whole time, she's like, should I say yes?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. There might have been a better way to do this.
She was like, how involved in the most memorable moment of my life are Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza actually going to be? So you know how to do it.
This has been a marriage already.
Yeah.
To other people.
Yeah.
Before. I was hoping to play this podcast and
I do like how
if you end up reading this. At
not
the
even
end,
headphones,
I
huh?
Will present. Supposed to hear all that while you're out there.
There's somebody taking a walk right now hearing your tingy speakers.
Ring. And it'll be real.
Beep boop.
We're having technical.
What's happening? Why is it
bugging? The internet connection is a little slow or something.
Are you on my Wi-Fi right now? Damn, dude. I want to get out of here.
My Wi-Fi.
Does anyone have a hookup on fast Wi-Fi? Jesse tried to help me fix it once. No good.
Really cute, and I'll take a video, and hopefully she'll actually be listening. Nah. I don't want to do that. I guess
I'll only do it if both of you are marrying someone who is prettier than the first
time. Oh, that's nice. Good yeah, let's see your exes. And then we'll jump on this.
Yeah.
I guess our future's in your hands. It depends on whether you read this. Just kidding, but also I'm down broke.
And oh, now he cuts.
Yeah, cut through this shit.
Dude, he cut her saying, I really didn't think it needed to go on for that,
that
long.
Makes so much sense.
I know, right?
I love that, though. That's cute.
Did she? Did she love it? That's cute.
Dude, I swear to God, you could have chopped 10 minutes off of that and got a more energetic answer. Because I think a lot of the energy was, you know, you can't have dessert at the beginning of the meal, is what I'm saying.
He did say, she says yes, and I even performed Mike's suggestion of throwing the ring over my shoulder to see if it landed on her finger, and it did. Unfortunately, perfect. I didn't get it on video, though. Sorry.
Damn. I'll believe you, though.
Yeah.
I'll trust anything you say.
That's Beth. Wonderful. What? Beth. Okay. Well, that was nice, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was magical. Another first. I hope you guys are together forever.
Yeah, me too.
Tell her we're sorry.
Guys don't come up with good proposal ideas.
Yeah. It's guys aren't job. Good at it. It's society tells us it's our job to have the most magical moment.
I know.
To even if you're like a super average, you work in countingboxes.com.
Well, yeah.
You have to come up with the most romantic.
It has to be the biggest romantic gesture of your entire relationship.
And if it's not, and you know what the worst part is? Even if you truly feel the most romantic, powerful love, you're...
It can still come out as a shit.
Because you're not well-practiced in making the most romantic day possible.
You can't just throw some dude,
yeah,
construction worker guy...
Literally anyone.
Anybody.
You're saying, like, you have the most romantic memory. Make our most romantic memory right now.
If you're
every
not,
guy who's ever proposed, no, too broad. Most are doing their absolute best.
Yeah.
And just know that if they tried anything out of the box, it means that they really
yeah,
gave
they
the effort
really
to make
tried.
It special.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless this person's, like, a really creative person. I don't know. That's so hard to put on people, though. Because it's like, to me, I feel like if you're not good at planning a Halloween costume, you're not good at making a really good proposal.
Because, yeah, it's just dressing your love up for a night.
Yeah. Dude, because you also, like, there's so much pressure on it, too. Because you want it to be a cute story that when someone asks you at dinner, how did he propose?
Yeah. I was super nervous, and I knew what that chick was going to say.
Right?
And she didn't answer right away.
Dude, isn't it funny when, like, they ask their proposal story, and the girl goes, well, you know... He took me to, like, this restaurant, and the guy goes, you said you liked it!
Yeah, when it starts off
goes,
with
I said I liked it, like, once!
I said, let's try the place next to it, I said.
Yeah.
You never listened.
You said you liked that place! And so that's where I proposed, because you said you liked it!
Dude, you never listen, and now I have to agree to marry you in front of all these fucking people?
At this place I don't even care about? All right.
Fuck, that's
funny. I think proposals should just be like, you want to get married? Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's go.
But that's
let's
no good. Married. That's too much in the other direction.
I don't know. You don't have to make a big deal.
You do anything you want. It's the most personal,
that's what
like.
I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, why? Dude, if I met someone that was like, I want my dream proposal to be like on this waterfall in Haiti or something.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
you know,
that's
like,
the same tier as being mean to your best friend.
Right? It is.
That's the same thing.
That
same energy.
Is mean to their best friend. The person that wants to be proposed to on the tallest mountain on a bridge.
Think about who your maid of honor is, and she hates you secretly.
Yeah. All right, Beth. Beth sends in a history road saying, "Be nice or not be nice, restaurant edition."
Is this Beth? Beth, tight.
It is Beth.
Beth is one of the funniest
VR
people.
Night, Beth?
Probably, yeah.
Jesse's friend.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So she comes to VR nights and watches movies with us sometimes.
She's one of the funniest people living.
She's super chill. She's always high as fuck when she's doing the. Sorry if I outed you in the VR stuff.
She does heroin every night.
But Beth says, "Hi, Mike. You see, it's your pal Beth. Honk, 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 honk."
Put your fucking hands up.
I gotta be nice or not be nice for y'all.
Uh huh.
Went eat out with my husband the other night. Oh yeah? Tell me about it.
You sure you didn't go out to eat?
Went out to eat.
Poor Beth.
Went out eat oot.
Tell me all about it,
Beth.
Went out eat out eat. It's a mistake I would make, Beth.
This is a serious message.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Went to eat out with my husband the other night. Oh, did you eat with my husband?
What's that face? Anyway, go ahead.
went eat out with my husband the other night, and I said to the waiter that I wanted a Coke. Okay. Did you say me want Coke?
Want me Coke, please?
Want me Coke? And want you Coke?
He'll have wine red.
You want Coke? He was like, "You sure you don't want Diet Coke? What the fuck?"
Whoa!
And I was like, "What?
Oh no, how do you kill a waiter real fast?"
And I just repeated that I wanted a Coke. He then gestured to his nose. He was making a cocaine joke? Oh. He then said to my husband, "She's a little slow, huh?" I went from all smiles to straight face. I was slow because I didn't get his bad joke. The weird, obnoxious jokes continued through the rest of the meal. Was I be nice when it came time to calculate the tip? Or was I just a little idiot?
I hate to sound like a Carl, but you got to talk to the manager at that point. I'm personally offended by people who are forcing the fact that they're not funny down my throat. So I would say, let me speak to your manager, and then I would literally say word for word what you did. Because it's egregiously not funny.
It's insane. It doesn't make sense.
It's so not funny, you need to not have a
job.
It
doesn't make sense. I said to the waiter that I wanted a Coke, and he said, "You sure you don't want Diet Coke?"
Immediately something you would never, ever say in the service industry, ever. And then make a cocaine reference, which is telling me you just did cocaine 12 minutes ago.
But a cocaine reference doesn't even make sense here.
Diet Coke.
I mean Diet Coke.
No, I think it's like code. I think it's like code.
Yeah, but when he says, "You sure you don't want Diet Coke?" Is Diet Coke code for cocaine?
Probably.
Where?
In this guy's world? That's how you sell Coke in public. You have to have code words for it.
I would look for any physical thing on that person that is potentially an insecurity to them.
Yeah. No, I don't want Diet Coke. Eyebrow?
And notice I didn't say brows.
Like, no, I don't want a diet sweat stains. I'd like a drink, please.
Yeah.
And a different waiter.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's bad. That's bad. And you know what else is unfortunate? You know when you're like a good band, you earned the... You don't have to listen to bad bands anymore.
No.
Beth is very funny. She's very soft-spoken, but she's very funny.
Yeah.
And for her that has such a... Dude, watch this not even be the Beth that we're thinking about. Oh, thank God. So for her, with her like wit and intellect and so great personality, yeah. to have to listen to somebody who's so bad at it is such an insult.
Dude, I would have been thinking the whole time about how I was going to get this guy back for yeah. being such a piece of weird shit.
Well, you don't tip at all is the answer.
Well, apparently Beth's answer was to be nice. She said, I never reduce a tip for anything.
Beth.
LOL, but damn. Love you all, mean it. Beth.
Beth, what a cuck ass hoe.
That is a straight up cuck ass bullshit cuck move. Ass.
Call Beth right now. Did she leave her number?
No.
Beth. I'm upset. I'm upset with Beth.
Matt Evans. You're fighting with Beth?
I'm upset with her. I can never, because she doesn't do anything bad. I'm upset with her for being too nice.
Matt Evans says, my girlfriend farts aggressively.
What if Matt Evans was like, listen to this bitch I served at the restaurant. I only made tip and I sold like no coke.
Dude, I do this cocaine joke when people ask for coke that kills.
Kills. 20% of the time. 20% of the time it kills half the time.
Dude, if you get it, you get it. Matt says, bienvenidos, Morkel Fleeb. Long time, 12th time, coming to you live from my toilet with a quickster. I've had a lot of almost potentially interesting stories to share this year, but I'm going to stick to my guns here and go with the tried and true flatulence-themed attention grabber.
Always a winner. Are those all stock ones that we have?
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's like a zipper made out of air.
It's one of my favorite ones. That one and this one. Wait.
There's one that sounds like ripping a manila envelope in half.
It's these two. It's this one and this one.
They're both very good. The second one is funny because it's deep, and the first one is funny because it's like a rip.
That one's good.
Like
too,
when they say that's
quiet.
A ripped one.
That's yeah, that's it.
Dude, me and Zoya talk about bowl farts all the time.
Oh,
like
love
doing
bowl
farts
in
public. So funny,
love
dude.
Love it.
It's such a it's a special sound. I think people, if you're not very wealthy, you don't have a marble bathroom that has a much dimension. So if you're out in public and you're in like a Bradley's or some shit like that, do those still exist?
No.
So you got tiles all around you. You got like three or four stalls, a bunch of sinks.
Yeah, like a Burger King bathroom.
You're in there with one other person. It's your responsibility to gift that person a bowl.
Oh, he got a bowl fart, dude. I love it.
Remember the three bowl farts that used to say Budweiser in the...
Oh, yeah. Here come these bowl farts.
Fuck, that's funny, man.
Dude, what was I going to say about bowl farts? Oh, shit. I had a whole thing.
Talking about how they're great. Well.
But here's one, if you want to... Oh, shit! That was way too fucking loud. These fucking intros.
Dude, people are gonna think that they were in a car accident. Why was there zero sensation? That was just in a terrible accident.
Oh no, that's...
Why is it so loud? Why is it bad? What is this? Is this... He sent that to us?
No, this is just that I found bowl farts on YouTube. I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years now, and we're far beyond the shitting with the door open stage of trust and intimacy.
Beautiful.
That's a wonderful place to be. There are a few boundaries remaining, if any. Many a nights I've turned to her to be her big spoon, and been immediately greeted with an uh-oh and a large toot puffed out against my gut.
That's kind of the rule, is that you don't fart on the other
can't
person.
You can't do a big spoon, little spoon.
No.
Toot.
That's like a ruined trust exercise.
Yeah.
That's like if you did the trust fall and you just moved.
Exactly. Big spoon, little spoon, toot. BSLST.
Welcome.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Follow the candelabra.
There was a brief period of time where she would yell, Dinah, blow your horn, and squint with giddy excitement before letting one rip.
I'm picturing a tiny girl.
I know, right?
Teeny tiny.
And laughing hysterically. Love it, love it. Dude, you gotta put a ring on that
Yeah,
one.
That's funny.
Most recently, she's been standing in my way and bouncing up and down mid-gas pass, so it sounds like someone's squeegeeing an industrial-sized glass window between her booty cheeks.
Fuck, that's funny.
So what are your thoughts on farting with and or around on a lover? My condolences, Jeff. Dude, listen to me. Get you a girl that laughs at farts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that girl's got, she's gonna be down for gross fun shit.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, that's a girl that's like, doesn't give a fuck.
No. Or has a great, silly sense of humor.
Yes.
So important to be silly.
Yeah.
Dude, Zoya will do this thing where she'll fart in bed, and then she'll sit up and be like, what the fuck? She was like, it's too early for these people to be moving furniture.
I love that.
And I'm like, Zoe, that was you. You did it. And she'll be like, no.
No.
Absolutely not. I think he's playing a trumpet upstairs. Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. And then I'll do like karate. I'll do like kicks. And I'll be like super serious about it. And I'll do one at each stage of the like transitional stage.
Like, you ever see one of these? You just jump in the air and fart?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very good.
I like to do the pause the movie. It's my favorite of all of them.
Yeah.
We're all watching a movie and it's like, whoa, what's it? And then it just pops.
Did you see that?
And then back to...
Fuck, that's fun. And then you're just kind of like watching the rest of the movie waiting for the smell to hit you.
Exactly.
That's super funny.
Which one?
Hold on.
Easton.
Dude, you know what I was thinking yesterday? I saw a homeless couple, and I was thinking that I immediately have more respect for homeless couples than most regular couples.
Why?
Because I've met couples in real life, like well-adjusted people, who are like, my wife doesn't shit. We don't shit in the same end of the house. I don't want to know that my wife shits, whatever. Think about being a homeless couple and being like, no, my girlfriend doesn't fart. Is that
she
not the craziest?
Fart. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't.
Well, she never farts.
We don't do that.
Dude.
You know, if they could do it with nothing, you could do it with everything, I guess is my point.
Different strokes for different folks, but
mm-hmm.
For my dollar, you gotta have people that love a good fart around.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, if someone doesn't get a light chuckle out of a fart,
dude, look in your partner's eyes right now. Look in your partner's eyes. Steve, I want you to hit one fart button. And if they have no reaction or if they get upset, I want you to break up.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just have a moment of silence here. So prepare your loved one or your bring your significant other into the room.
Now would be a good time if you're by yourself to hit pause.
Right.
And then sit across, maybe hold hands with your partner and look in their eyes and maybe film yourself doing this and we'll make it a viral internet thing.
Yeah. Just film leave this playing.
Yeah.
While you look into the eyes of your significant other.
Yes, let us be your JOI.
And let this be the barometer in which you should either stay or leave this person.
Yeah,
stay
you have to promise to break up if there's no reaction or if there's an angry reaction to the following sound.
All right, here we go. Serious faces looking right into each other's eyes. Serious faces, and here we go.
No, if the person sitting across from you is upset.
If there's out. No reaction,
break up.
Seriously consider the status of your relationship. If they're upset, that's an immediate breakup.
If they've already let, if they've thrown your hands down and said, why are you wasting my fucking time with this shit? Break up with
Let's
them.
Let's try a few more. Here we go. Look into each other's eyes. Here we go.
Get that person back.
Bring them back in the room. Here we go. Here we go. The video I'm using as a picture of a toilet, and it's called ASMR toilet fart sounds. And then on the thumbnail, it's got the words across the toilet. It says diarrhea bonus. And then the title, the full title of the video is ASMR toilet fart sounds. And then in parentheses, it says relaxing diarrhea.
Dude, diarrhea bonus is like the Patreon version of this.
Today, this week's diarrhea bonus.
And we usually have farts, but if you subscribe to our Patreon right now, we'll give you a diarrhea.
Yeah, bonus. You get a hot diarrhea bonus. Dude, come on. Those are
Holy
some good
shit.
Farts.
Yeah. Dude, that's waiting for two other people to leave the bathroom. Waiting for two other people to leave the bathroom at the airport.
let's say which each of these are. Yeah. All right, well, here comes the next one. Yeah.
Forcing it out to make your friend laugh.
That's the guy on the date. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back. And trying to do it fast so it, she thinks you peed.
Right. Can we play some music on my phone?
Man, I was only in there for fast time, huh? I must have
been. Yeah, it must not have been poop.
Come out and saying that. Damn, let's go to the movies. I was in there for only a short amount of time. Must not have been poop.
Man, that was so quick, wasn't it? Was that like 2 minutes?
Damn, I just peed. We better get going to dinner.
Couldn't have been poop.
I just peed out.
And then when he drops her off, it was really great seeing it. Couldn't have been poop when I was earlier at the bathroom.
And I would love to see you again.
And it couldn't have been poop.
Thursday, I actually...
A text at 3 a.m. Yeah. So quick. Couldn't have been poop.
So quick. So quick before.
All right, let's do this real quick last one here. Easton sends History Road called History Road, Count Your Hair.
So quick. Couldn't have been.
Couldn't have been.
Fuck, so quick.
Easton says, hey, Mike and Steve, I wanted to tell you about this time I pranked my sister into believing that her kid's school required a mandatory count of all the individual hairs on her children's head.
That's 100% true. They have a record of every kid's head.
My sister is my next door neighbor. Oh, that was my favorite book series I read when I was a kid.
Dear Mr. Henshaw.
The Scholastic Book Club. I get a stack of them. And I got off work around the time that her daughters, my nieces, get out of school, so I occasionally bring them home at the end of the day. Aww. Me and my wife, that's a nice setup. I like that setup.
Remember that forever. You'll be a part of their childhood forever.
Dude, I would love it if my nephews lived close to me.
Yeah.
Like, they don't live too far.
Let's move your nephews to LA.
If they were neighbors, dude, that would be tight. I'd see them all the time. I'd kick them out. They'd come over. I'd kick them out again.
Yeah.
Keep kicking them out. They'd break some toy and I'd kick them out.
They'd come over for like on Halloween before they go trick-or-treating, you kick them out. Dude,
I invite them over to watch one of the Cars movie, and before we start, we kick them out.
Kick them out. As soon as the rating comes on, you kick them out.
Kick them out.
Dude, so I have a lot of my mom and dad's best friends are my uncles type situation. Yeah. Uncles and aunts. And my godfather used to live next door to us, but before I started having memories, and I remember growing up being like, I wish I was, not that our neighbors weren't nice, it was like the most stereotypical old lady who used to give me sugar cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
Made me fat, kick them out. But I always wanted a life where our fucking cool uncle and aunt were right next to us.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? I like that situation.
Yeah.
especially having, like, you know, your relatives super close, like walking distance. That's nice. That was kind of like the whole idea, right? It's like you'd have your family so close, you could just walk to each other's houses and shit.
Jewish people do that.
I like that. Me and my wife thought it would be really funny if we made up some sort of fake document to slip into our niece's folders, and we did just that. You went so far with this.
Yeah.
Attached is a picture of the fabricated document informing parents that the school absolutely required a state mandatory hair count to ensure the health of the student body. We figured that when she read the document, she would call and ask us about it, but instead, she asked our stepmom, who works at the school, who proceeded to ask all the teachers about the fictitious count.
That's great.
Who all reacted with utter confusion. We had a good laugh when we revealed it was us. The mandatory hair count sounds like it could be a DB bit.
That's so funny. What a funny uncle thing to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
You took it the extra mile.
I bet you anything that guy who's talking right now is not mean to his best friend.
And laughs at farts, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought I'd share. Hope you have a good day and that the podcast has went completely smoothly with no make goods.
There's not a chance.
I love it. If you'd like to call, my number is 720 factor promo code 302.
There it is.
So here's the note they made. Oh, goodness. I zoomed right in and that was that. Really? Now we're stuck, huh? What happened here?
It's a virus.
What the fuck is going on? We're having so many weird computer problems today.
Beep, boop,
what the
beep.
Fuck? Page unresponsive.
Oh no.
What the shit? I've never had this happen.
Put your fingerprint.
Wow, Gmail just restarted. All right.
Damn.
Okay.
What did you do to Steve's compagno?
Center Point Elementary School. It's like on letterhead. It's got like the logo of the
This is like Catch Me If You Can with no stakes.
It's got like a clip art picture of a little girl with her hair, combing her hair. Says Center Point Elementary School, November 4th, 2021. Dear parent or guardian, in compliance with the state and federal educational legislation, VA example, Rel Susanelli versus Sebelius, 2010 U.S. District Lexus 77678. Wow, all this shit. We must implement a new yearly health policy for our student body. The policy mandates that each parent conduct a simple hair count on each student grades K through 5th. Simple.
Dude, you know what would make that like art is if that case name and number had something to do with like if they really thought about it,
like
they could tell that it was fake
or something. Or like, oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, oh, that's that.
Yeah,
person
like 420-69.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. The count can be done by simply combing and sectioning the hair methodically. Obviously, exact counts are difficult, but an estimate that is as close as possible will suffice. The average hair count should be around 85,000 to 100,000. A count below or above might indicate underlying health conditions, and this count will facilitate preventive care for many types of conditions. Please fill out this form by November 26th. If this form is not filled and returned by the appropriate, your child might not be able to participate in any extracurricular activities, and a state-mandated hair check will be conducted at your expense. And then there's a place to fill in the hair count and put in the signature and the date.
That's so funny. Like a witness. Witness.
Great job, Easton.
Dude, send that to Kevin so we could put it on the screen.
Got it?
Awesome.
Okay. All right.
Dude, that's super funny.
How great is that?
That's
great job, everybody. Good History Roads. Good show. Good sponsors.
Yeah. Good History Roads song.
Good friends.
Good conversation. Papa John's. Dude, two quick things. One, I called you yesterday about this Wobby Whiffs thing.
Yeah.
I have no personal interaction with this thing, but I was listening to a podcast. I was listening to 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff. It's a podcast about wrestling. You're a nerd. So he was talking about this thing called Wobby Whiffs.
You're a nerd?
No, no, no.
That's so funny.
I was saying a whole sentence.
That's a funny podcast.
So it's called Wobby Whiffs. right? And it's like a salt or something that you drop in the toilet.
This name
so
is
your not... shit doesn't stink.
The name is interesting.
I think it's
W-A-B-I.
W-A-B-B-Y or B-B-I-E?
I'm seeing a W-A-B-I.
Oh, okay. And it is what it is?
It's Wobby Whiff's poo plus bathroom odor eliminators are made with love in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Finally, you can feel your best, smell your best, smell good.
Now so this is good. A non-sponsor type situation. Non-spawn. I wanted to get that out of the way. But he said that they make a salt that you can drop in the toilet. So when you shit, it smells different. And the name of this product, flavor of this product, was Santa's Cider. And I laughed so hard. I turned off the podcast and I laughed so hard on the highway. And then I told Siri to call Steve almost immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as I caught my breath. And then I called you and you didn't pick up at first. And then you called me right back. I was still laughing. And I said, I have to just tell you the words I just heard somebody else say.
Dude, another one's called Beachfront Toilet. This is another one called.
Dude, this will make your shit smell legit like a beachfront toilet.
Drop in the ocean.
I can't get over Santa's Cider. I've never heard a funnier visual.
It's so good. Lullaby Toilet. Magical unicorn.
Lullaby Toilet? Like this toilet puts you to sleep?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's funny. Dude,
Crystal Knight.
Wobby Whiffs, if you want to get in touch, we will gladly be a sponsor of your product and have personal experience with it, voluntary personal experience, and then give a firsthand account of those experiences. So
okay.
Please.
Wobby Whiffs means beautiful whiffs, coming from the Japanese word wabi, to embrace beauty's imperfections.
I love it. Shit is beautiful. I've been saying it for years. That's why I send pictures of it to my friends.
I say gorgeous.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for the fun. I hope we get a chance to get some Wobby Whiffs on the show.
Please.
Please, guys, reach out to the... Like, I don't know. Start tweeting at them. Go, they talked about you on Dynamic Banter!
Yeah, they'll love that.
And they love poop!
These guys love poop.
These guys love poop. Dude, you hear about the lady that ate the poop in the Subway sandwich?
No.
Boy.
What? There's a lady who ate
we'll
poop in the
Subway sandwich?
We'll talk about it next time. All right. Guys, quick reminder. Sunday, Long Beach Laugh Factory before I leave for the East Coast. 25th is in Bridgeport, surrounded. Low ticket warning. My whole career is in trouble. And on the 27th, I'm at the Stand. Please buy tickets to all those. MikeFalzone.com, Squarespace website.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.